This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with your friends on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcast.
And now, time to eavesdrop.
Writer Samantha Irby is known for her hilarious personal essays and deadpan storytelling style. FX is turning her memoir Meaty into a TV show. Today, we overhear a tale from her latest collection.
Hi, this is Samantha Irby. I have a new collection of essays called We Are Never Meeting in Real Life. And this is about how I have attempted and failed to try to lose weight. I recently started yoga. And by started, I mean I've gone to 2 classes in the last few weeks. I hated the physical therapy I was doing for my broken foot that never healed, so my podiatrist suggested yoga. Gross, right? The only class I could find that's 1, cheap, 2, near the train, 3, at a time I could actually make, and 4, not taught by a person I know in real life, was for pregnant women. And I signed right up. The flyer at Metropolis Coffee Shop advertised the class as incredibly easy, laid back, no pressure. I guzzled my scalding coffee. I hadn't put enough sugar in because a handsome stranger had been standing next to me and I didn't want him to know I'm a child, and studied the faded pink sheet of paper. I figured it would be my kind of party because the word easy was underlined 5 times with a thick black Sharpie. I mean, nothing says easy more than a pregnant lady could do this. If I saw a pregnant woman skydiving or bungee jumping or performing open heart surgery, I would think smugly, hey, I probably could do that. I didn't hesitate or think twice until I walked in the room in my comfiest outside pajamas and found myself surrounded on all sides by gestating bellies and nervous pre-class chatter about back pain and morning sickness. Oh, right, these women are actually pregnant. I was so busy thinking about how no one would ask me to touch my toes that I kind of ignored the whole carrying another human being aspect of this physical and spiritual practice. In general, I've got enough stomach jibs to pass for early second trimester if anyone decided to really get up close and inspect me, but I decided to keep a low profile and chill in the back, not saying a word. If there's any place where staying mute with your eyes on the floor is appropriate, a yoga studio has got to be it. I love that first class. It was air-conditioned, and the yogini used the word gentle about 80 times, which is music to my joints. My foot felt good, my self-esteem wasn't shattered into a million pieces, and everyone appeared to be having as hard a time as I was getting up off the floor. I went back a couple of times, but nobody likes an outsider. Seriously, skinny people want your fat ass out of their clothing stores. Straight people want your gay ass out of their bars, and white people want your black ass out of their presidency. So my empty womb and I were scared to admit that we weren't packing no embryo. I'm not savvy enough to keep a good lie going. I can't keep rolling into class and not talking. Or growing. Plus, one of these days I'm gonna forget where I am and ask one of these girls for an emergency tampon. And the whole lot of them will realize what I've done and line up to beat the crap out of me.
Samantha Irby reading from her brand new essay collection called We Are Never Meeting in Real Life. That piece was edited for Time, and there's more where that came from on her blog, the title of which we are not allowed to say on the air.
Google it.